Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
Come Deliverance Ministry. This is our Wednesday night Bible study, and thank you for dialing into No Days Off, which is NDO, Kingdom Come Gospel Blog Talk Radio on tonight. And so we're just coming on tonight to get into the Word and study God's Word and just read some scriptures. I want to talk to you guys on tonight just to build your faith up, you know, just to strengthen you. This is a word of strength on tonight. And we need God, the body of Christ needs strength. Hallelujah. We need strength every day. So, you know, I'm seeking God's strength every day. And we find strength through the word of God. We have to feed ourselves. We have to make sure that we're finding our strength, renewing our strength. Because when you're in the midst of the battle, you know, sometimes God gives you a break to, you know, rejuvenate and get your strength and get your energy up. And how do we spend our time doing that? In prayer and in fasting. And just having faith in God that, you know, he's going to continue to fight your battle. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight for showing up on our behalf, oh God. Man, we just pray that the Holy Ghost, which is the teacher, which is our comforter on tonight, take over, take charge, that the Holy Ghost will speak and know exactly what we need to hear, what we need to be taught on tonight. And we're also activating your word, oh God, because we know your word is true on tonight. We have faith on tonight that everything that we're speaking, everything that we're praying, it shall be answered. You will answer it, that you're listening even right now. We thank you right now for the answered prayers, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for the divine protection, the hedge of protection that is all around us right now, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for exposing the plan of Satan against our life right now. So we know he come to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, we pray that you give us life, and we speak life right now to every dead situation, every saint right now. We lift them up to you, oh God, that is hearing this message, and every saint that is not hearing the message. We're praying for their strength. We're praying that they get built up. We pray that you, that their help come, that, you know, that they are encouraged to continue on in whatever you have called them to do, that they do not stop the race. They do not quit the race, because giving up is not an option, oh God. So I just ask you on tonight to just help us, oh God, for we know that our help is coming from the Lord. So we're crying out to you. Your word said that you hear the cries of your people. So God, we're crying out to you, oh God, on tonight. And we know that you will fight our battles. We know that the angel is being dispatched, oh God, on our very behalf, Lord. We thank you right now for this defeat in Satan. He was defeated at the cross, and we thank you right now. We thank you for the cross on tonight. We thank you for deliverance power, resurrection power on tonight, and the power of the Holy Ghost, which give us authority over Satan and every power of Satan on tonight. We come to destroy it right now by the fire of God that is demolishing everything that's sending your way to your homes, to your jobs, to your children, to your family. We come right now with the power of God that is invested inside of us on tonight, with the authority that has been given to us through the Holy Ghost to come against Satan and the powers to be, to come against the darkness in this world, that we may be a light, we may shine bright on tonight, oh God, that people may see you. They won't see me, but they'll hear you. They'll know that it is you that is speaking. Speak to their heart, oh God. Speak to their mind. Open up blinded eyes on tonight, deaf ears on tonight. Make a believer out of them on tonight, oh God. If they do not believe in your word, if they have been damaged spiritually, oh God, we pray for their healing even right now, restoration in their mind. Take that stony heart out right now in the name of Jesus, and give them a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy name on tonight. But we know without a doubt that you are going to answer prayers on tonight. Without a doubt, you hear us on tonight, oh God. And tonight, Lord, we thank you for being here and never leaving us nor forsaking us, in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank him on tonight. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's mighty on tonight. Should have got something to drink. But anyway, we're going to keep on pushing forward. Hallelujah. I want to talk a little bit about faith and prayer, because, you know, I believe that so much has been going on in our life and in this world that we're losing faith. We're losing faith because some things that we've been praying for and some things that God's been speaking and prophesying to us is taking, you know, a little while. But faith worketh patience on tonight. And so God is working your patience on tonight. Know that if God said it, it is going to happen. This is where faith comes in. See, without faith, it's impossible to please our God. He wants you to have faith in his word. He wants you to have faith in what he said is going to come to pass. Noah had to have faith that what God said is going to come to pass. God said it's going to rain, and no matter how long it took Noah to build that boat, God held the rain. God held the rain, so God is holding the rain for some of us that we may complete the missions that he have called us to complete and what he have called us to. So he said, don't lose faith. It does not matter how long the mission take, as long as you complete it. It's not given to the strong or the swift, but those that endure to the end. So God said, I want you to endure to the end. I don't want you to give up. I want you to have faith in me, faith in my word, no matter if you don't see. Hallelujah. Because, see, we're walking by faith and not by sight. So it's not about what you see. It's about what you have faith in and what you believe in to happen. See, we're waiting because we're looking with our natural eye. And you don't see anything going on with your natural eye. You think God not moving. And so now you're lacking faith. You're looking at people, places, and things. But God said, I'm operating in the spirit. I'm doing something much bigger and much greater that have not even entered your mind. You can't even conceive in your mind really what I have for you. He said, what I have for you is good. What I want to do for you is to prosper you. But we have to believe in the word of God. It is by our faith that we are healed. It is by our faith that when we pray that our prayers are answered, saith the Lord. But we have to believe in that. We have to believe that when we go up against Satan and the tactics of Satan and the powers to be, that we have power over every power of Satan, and by no means shall anything harm us. No matter how hard the battle get, no matter how tough the battle get, no matter what it look like in your with your natural eye, you have to understand within the spirit realm that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper according to the word of God, because you are protected, and as a hedge of protection around you, everything that you own, everything that you touch, God said, I got you. He said, if I be for you, who can stand against you? But he's telling me to tell you on tonight, do you have faith? Do you have the faith of the mustard seed? Do we have faith to move mountains? See, it's your faith that's going to move that mountain in your way. It's not, see, we got to believe in what we say. See, we got to put power behind the word that is coming out of our mouth. And that power, God is telling me to tell you, it is your faith that is going to move it. It is your faith through prayer and what you're seeing, and your faith in God, and knowing with a surety that no matter how long it take, no matter what it look like, God is going to do what he said he's going to do, because he's not a man that he shall lie. You got to have faith in that, though. You got to have faith that he's not a man that he shall not lie. You got to have faith that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You have to have faith that the promises of God is yea and amen, and faith that you're walking into your promised land, and faith that you receive your healing and in your sight. Come on now. Faith. This is what God is saying. He said, I want to build your faith up tonight, because you've been walking and looking in the natural, and the things that have been happening in the natural, but we ain't been looking in the spiritual realm. And that's why he said, watch as well as pray. We've been praying, but have you really been watching with God through him? Because we have to understand that the Bible say that what is going on in the spiritual realm is more important and more effective than what is going on in the natural. Because everything in the natural is going to fade away, including this body is going to return back to dust. So everything in this world
And as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. So the spiritual realm is operating what you even see in this natural world. It's a spirit behind everything that is operating, saith the Lord. Even God said, I made covenants with the moons and the stars. So everything is spiritual. God spoke everything. He is spirit. He spoke everything into existence. It's a spirit behind everything. First it was in the spirit, then in the natural, saith the Lord. But we're not walking in the spirit. We got to be filled in his spirit. Then when we're filled with his spirit, which is all-knowing, will reveal things to you, because his spirit is called the spirit of truth. His spirit will lead you to all truth. Those that seek him, those that diligently seek him, we won't find him, saith the Lord. But we got to diligently seek him every day, every hour. Oh, well, yes, I'm saying, well, that's just too much. You know, my life is it. No, put ye first the kingdom of God. Come on. Come on. God want to do something for you. He don't want you to be discouraged. You're counting the days. You're counting the days, and God said, don't count the days, don't count the year, because what I'm doing in the spiritual, see, God is not a God of time like that. He said, one day is as a thousand, and a thousand is of one day. God is not a God of time. And he said, I'm not slow for my word. He said, I'm not slow, nor am I slumbering. He said, but I am a patient God. He said, I'm being patient because I wish that no one perish. But he said, don't think I'm not going to act on my word. Because in due season, when that season comes, because he said it's a time and a season for everything under the sun. So when that season comes, God said, I'm going to perform it. I'm going to do it. And matter of fact, he said this. He said, I'm going to do it swiftly when the season comes. When it's that time for Christ to crack that sky open, when that season comes, nothing going to stop that. So when your season comes for God to usher you into what he needs you to be ushered in the plan of God for your life, nothing or nobody could stop that. They're going to try, and then you have to be like, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You know, we're talking to people, I rebuke you. Because I know this is what God has called me to. This is my calling. See, people are going to try to stop you from doing what God called you to do. They're going to try to discourage you from what God has called you to do. And it's really the enemy. See, people is not going to understand what God has called you to do. Who in the Word of God, they did not understand Jesus' calling on his life. They didn't understand Noah calling on his life. They didn't Moses calling on his life. They're not going to understand the calling on your life. They're going to tell you, you ain't called, that you're not the one. They're going to say you're not chosen, but the whole time you're going to be in your secret place with God like, oh, my Lord, God, because you know you called. You know God spoke to you. You know God leading you. So it's for you to know. It's for you to know what God has called you to do, what God called you to do, and ask God to join you with like minds, with like minds, with people of God, because we're so busy trying to fit in where we're not, where we don't fit in. You know, where God is saying, no, not that. That's not me. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm calling you to. So I'm going to get into some scriptures on tonight. And I got a little off track, but it's still all about faith. Want you to have faith in God. Want you to have faith in the Word. I'm talking to believers on tonight that if you have faith in your God, watch him do some miracles in your life. He said, those that believe, these wonders, these signs and wonders shall follow you. those that believe. Signs and wonders shall follow you, saith the Lord. But do you believe? He want to make a believer out of you. He want to increase your faith. He want, I'm telling you, God said you've just been walking by sight. You have not been walking in the spirit. You have not been walking in the spirit. You've been letting what happened and what you see in the natural. No, you've been fighting in the natural. And that's that can mess your faith up too. When we fight in the natural and not in the spirit and deal with that spirit, when we fight in the natural, we letting the emotions get in the way. And emotions is fighting for us instead of seeing spirit that is behind it. And God was talking to me about discernment of spirits. We still got to see that spirit. I don't care if it's a loved one. I don't care if it's your child. We got to deal with the spirit. See, sometimes because we love them so, we really don't want to, we don't want to deal with the real spirit. And it may be a bad, ugly spirit that you have to deal with, but because your love and love is blind, you don't deal with the spirit, though, because I don't want to hurt the person. But you have to understand, see, now you're looking in the natural. So I said, look in the spirit. We're not after to destroy the person, but we have to destroy the spirit. So God is saying we're walking by sight and not by faith. And he wanted the other way around. Faith that God is going to do it. God going to work it out. God is going to bring me through. That the Holy Ghost is going to come up against everything that is coming against my life to destroy my life, to destroy my children, to destroy my destiny, to destroy my calling, because that's all Satan want to do. He want to destroy your destiny and our destiny and our mission and all of this is focused on the kingdom of God and gaining access into heaven. So if we lose focus on what we're called to do, and that's a problem, because we're going to be questioned on what we've done here on earth. Did you do what I asked you to do? The Bible said, don't be caught with your work undone. Don't be caught with your work undone. He says, don't be caught with your work undone. Those that take their hands off the plow. Don't take your hands off the plow because you're looking in the natural and not in the spirit. You're not, see, we can't be anchored in our emotions and in our flesh and certain things. If our spirit is not anchored, oh, we're going to be moved. That your spirit man has to be anchored. We can act tough on the outside, but as soon as Satan comes and your spirit is not anchored and you're not armored up, mercy. You got to have faith in the word of God to know that his word is true. We bring it into his word. And, you know, you're not on here tonight to hear all of me, even though I'm coming from the word of God, but I want you to get these scriptures, write them down, and just, you know, meditate on them. Meditate on them. So let me share a little story with you guys before I get into the scriptures. So I had a supervision today with my supervisor, and it's just, you know, just talking about the work and, you know, what can they do to support me and my workload and things like that. And so she was saying that she wanted me to do some self-care. You know, I'm taking, you know, take my work a little too serious, which I think is part of my calling. But that's neither here nor there. But she was talking about self-care, and she was saying how she want me to take a half an hour every day at work. And, during work hours, this is not like a break, but shut down for 30 hours doing nothing in my office, burning a candle. She said, burn a candle. That's where I went left. And she said, burn a candle, and I just want you to sit there and meditate. And then I'm like, oh, Lord, this went left. I said, then she was like, well, you can play music you know, if you want, but just sit there and just meditate. I said, this is going somewhere else, right? I said, so, you know, I hear what she's saying, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that half an hour, and I'm sure going to meditate on my worship, and I'm going to take that half an hour to pray. Hallelujah, on the clock. Hallelujah. So that's how God kind of twists that around. We want to meditate on the word of God. I just wanted to share that with you. And, you know, she didn't mean, you know, some people that she don't know, you know, or, you know, maybe she do, but if she wasn't saying it, and she really was like self-care, you know, really just take some time out, you know, for yourself. We want you to, you know, half an hour doing nothing. But I just thought I should share that. But I just want you to know, just meditate on the word. That's why we're going to read the word. This is why this is Bible study. I want you to go back and write these scriptures down. Hallelujah. So let's start here at Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you do desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them, which we just talked about. So this is what the Bible says. So whatever you desire when you pray, he said, just believe it. You received it already. Just believe that you received them and you shall have them. How powerful is that? Power and prayer. Satan will stop you from praying. No, we're not praying. We're a praying church. We're a praying church. We're a ministry church where we will pray. We in the word, and we are going to fast because we understand without those things, oh, my gosh, we would have been destroyed by Satan if we was not armored up and we wasn't fortified with the word of God. And we thank God for his word because guess what? The word is his sword. So we need it. It's very important to have this word. So that's part of your armor. So we got to be fully armored. He said put on the full armor. And part of that armor is the sword of God. He said in Ephesians 3:16-17, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by what? By faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. So he's dwelling. He said may dwell in your hearts by what? By faith. So by faith, he's in my heart. By faith, he lives in me. I know that he lives with me. Having faith is knowing for surety that it is what it is, point blank. So by faith, I know that he lives in my heart. I'm saying I know for a fact. Faith is knowing for a fact. I have faith in you. I have faith in that. I have faith that that's going to work out. I have faith that's going to come through. That's how God wants us to have faith in him and rooted, being rooted and grounded in love. Hebrews 11:1. No faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith, we don't see it, but we know that it's going to come to pass. So our faith does not come because we see a thing. It's because we believe a thing. We know it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen for us. We have hope in it. We know. So it's not the evidence of things. It's the evidence of things not seen. So that's faith. We can't see it. He said in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I've been saying it all night. I'm getting this from the word of God. This is a faith walk. This is a faith walk. You cannot, oh, Lord Jesus. You know, you're walking around blind. If you don't have faith, the opposite of not having faith is, you know, we're just really blind, you know, to the things of God. That means you're not rooted in the things of God. If we don't have faith in what he say, if we don't believe in what he say, you know, what are we going to church for? What are we confessing Christ Jesus for? Why are we calling ourselves a Christian if we don't believe in the fullness of his word and that his word do not work for you?
Romans 15 and 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abide in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So I'm telling you now, it's a noun, the God of hope fill you with joy and peace. What? In believing. So again, we're talking about believing in God. We have to see it's a belief thing. That's why the Bible talks about believers and non-believers. But it takes faith to believe. James 1 and 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Saying, don't waver in your faith. Don't second guess it. No. For sure that what you ask for, God is going to do it. Because if not, you're tossed back and forth in your thoughts. You're wavering in your thoughts. Well, you know, one minute God can do it, the next minute he can't. One minute I'm up, one minute I'm down. One minute I have faith, the next minute I don't. We're wavering. We're going back and forth. We're unstable in our thoughts concerning God. Our faith is being shook. This is what we call your faith is being shook up. You know, one minute Peter had his eyes on Christ, but the next minute his faith was shook, and next thing you know, he was drowning. We had to save him. Because when he started off, his eyes was on Christ, and then he got scared. So Satan is coming to shake your faith, because Satan knows that if he can shake your faith and take your faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to believe this gospel. Without faith, it's impossible to walk this gospel. It's impossible to preach and teach this gospel to people. I'm telling you, because how can you preach something that you don't believe? How can you be passionate about something that you don't believe? A religion, or I don't want to get into religion, but a belief that, you know, you would die for, that you're saying that you would lay your life down for. So you want to have faith. It takes faith for that. John 11 and 40, Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou would have believed, thou should have seen the glory of God? So if you believe, we're going to see the glory of God. We're going to see the glory of God. In your life, if you would just believe, it will show up. It have no choice but to show up for you. It have no choice. Mark 9 and 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So that's deep. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Come on, can I increase your faith on tonight? These scriptures is going to build you up on tonight. Your faith is going to be increased in Jesus' name. Our faith needs to be increased because we've been building for a long time. We've been working for a long time. We've been waiting. You know, we're eagerly waiting on the coming back of Christ. We've been getting persecuted, talked about, rejected, all these things. And we're going through these things, but we still got to stand on faith. We still got to stand on the word of God no matter what, no matter how it feels, no matter, you know, even on the days that we're discouraged, even on the days that we are weak, we got to press through. We know that our inner man is saying, okay, press through. You know, I know you feel like that. I know it is what it is. But, you know, you still just got to trust in God. That's the Holy Spirit telling you, pushing you through. Telling you, don't worry about it, what it looked like. Don't worry about what it seemed like. I know it don't seem right. I know you're going through. The Holy Ghost will speak to you, but he'll also help carry you through. He'll also strengthen you to get through. And then when you look back, you're like, gosh, I wonder how I got over. The Holy Ghost.
How did I make it through that? The Holy Ghost. How am I making it through? Because some of us are still going through. I believe all of us are still going through. Nobody have arrived. So we can look back over our life and see how God brought us through. And that should increase our faith, because we know that if Satan had his way, we would have been destroyed a long time ago. Spiritually, in the physical, but we know that God's hand is on our life. You know that God's hand is on your life. You know that you would not be here today if it was not for God. Some of us owe God our life. We got to turn our life over to God, over to the gospel, because we know where we come from. We know the darkness that God pulled us out of. So we're true troopers. We're down for whatever. We're picking up the cross every day to follow God, because we understand how powerful he is, because he pulled us out of darkness into the marvelous light. He brought us through some things in our life that nobody could have brought us through but God. That's faith. That's, I got faith in God because he's shown me. And even I never seen him. I never seen him. I never physically touched him, but I know he moved and thrived in my life every day, and I have faith. You know, he have not lied. He's not a man that he should lie. Everything he said have been true, have came true, and everything that he said that have not come to pass yet, I know going to come true. But plenty have already came to pass. Already came to pass. I'm already a believer. You didn't did enough. God, if you don't do another thing, I know that you God. That's how you got to be. That's faith talk. God, I know that you God. If you don't do another good thing for me for the rest of my life, and all I do is preach to, if I never make it to a millionaire status, if I never get a Porsche, if I never get the mansion that I desire, God, it's okay with me, because you know what? You spared my life when I was in the crack house. You spared my life when I was in the jailhouse. You spared my life when I was on the hospital bed. You spared my life during COVID. So, God, I owe you my life. If I never see the things that I desire in this world, because I understand that these things going to pass away, and it's more about my soul. So again, when we desire the things of this world more than the things of God, we're walking in the natural. We're walking in carnal mind. We're walking in fleshly thoughts. God is saying, nope, at all times be in the spirit. Then put ye first the kingdom of God. Put faith in the kingdom of God. Don't put faith in this world. Don't put faith in this world. That's what I hear God saying. We're putting too much faith in this world, in the things of this world, but we want to put our faith in the world to come. We're hidden for the promised land, 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we're overcomers. According to the Lord, we have victory, and we have already overcome. We have already triumphed over Satan. We already have the victory. That's why he's upset. He just want to drag as many of us to hell with him as he can, but we're not going with him. Because we rebuke him on tonight, we're going to increase our faith. Satan, you're not dragging me to hell. I'm not giving up. I'm not turning, you know, I'm lukewarm for you. I'm not backsliding for you. I'm not going to hell for you. And, you know, because you're just trying to, you ever had that friend that's trying to, you know, get you all caught up because they into stuff? Now they making you fall? Oh, because they fell? No, that's how Satan is. He fell. So now he wants you to fall with him. So we're not falling with you because we have faith in God. We those angels that did not bow to you. You know, it was angels in heaven that did not bow So we like those angels that's not going to bow. We like those prophets that would not bow to Baal to the false gods. We are those that's not going to bow. We're not bowing to no false gods. Why? Because we have faith in God. To the end. To the end, we're going to have faith in God, period. Romans 14:1, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputers. So he said, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not the doubtful. And come on. So we have to receive God. He said, him that is weak in the faith receive ye. But you can't be doubtful. You can't be doubtful and dispute with God and argue with God and, you know, have that type of mindset. He's talking about a straight mindset here. So we have to know that our faith is strong and our faith is rooted, because you don't want to be doubtful. You don't want to have disputes in your mind with the Spirit and with the whole, you just don't want to do that. You don't want to go back and forth, but you want to have that faith that is grounded. God said, yeah, you may be weak, but your faith is going to make you strong on today. Through your faith, in the testing of your faith, I'm going to make you strong. God said, I'm going to make you. That's all I was doing. See, the testing of your faith, I'm telling you right now, you're going to come out stronger. You're going to come out better than you ever was before. 1 Timothy 6:11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. So he's saying, look, follow after faith. Follow after faith. Some of us have lost our faith. Mark 10:52. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So your faith is going to make you whole. Your faith. Your faith. He also told the lady with the issue of blood, your faith have made you whole. And immediately, because they believed in Jesus. So the minute that you believe, is through your faith that you believe in God, that is what's going to make you whole. According to the Bible, that's what's going to heal you. That's what's going to deliver you. The minute you believe, the minute you have faith in God, signs and wonders shall follow you. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. God said, be strong. So he wants us to stand fast in the faith. He wouldn't be writing and talking to us about faith. We need faith in this season to come. I'm telling you now, faith is a weapon. Don't you know that your faith is a powerful weapon to battle? Every time you go, when you go to prayer, faith. When you fasting, faith. Every time you put your mind on God, it takes faith, because you can't see him. You got to have faith that he's there. You got to have faith that he hears you. You got to have faith that, yes, Christ is coming back. We eagerly waiting. When they come up against you and start mocking your God and talking about how Christ is not coming back and y'all, you know, y'all silly and y'all crazy and, you know, y'all witches and y'all warlock, come on. You got to keep your faith, or the world going to come against you. The world and probably the church too, you know. The ones that don't understand, they didn't understand really who Christ was. They didn't really believe that he was who he said he was. So they hung him on the cross because they did not believe. And so many gonna hang you on the cross because they're not gonna believe. They're not gonna believe in you. They ain't gonna believe in you. They don't believe in Christ. And you preaching the same thing that Christ is preaching. Your faith, you got to stand up. You got to stand flat-footed, and you got to fix your face like Flint, because everybody that heard Jesus didn't stick with Jesus. Everybody didn't follow Jesus. And yes, Jesus had a lot of followers added to the kingdom. But then there were times where it said in the word of God that many walked away and ended in great sorrow. They walked away in sorrow. And what about the times when they tried to stone Jesus for after talking, chasing Jesus? They killed him on the cross. And then there were times where they loved him. He was healing and he was doing good and he was feeding them. It was, oh my gosh, thousands out there. They was loving him. But when he began to preach what was true and what was real and began to start teaching, and they began to be like, oh, hold on, wait a minute. And then they wanted to stone him. So the same shall be with you. Psalms 11, 19 and 30, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. So you have to choose the way of faith. But you have to, have to choose the way of truth. And how are you going to do that? Only if you have faith in truth. Only if you have faith in the truth. Some of us is having faith in a lie. So God want to turn it around. He want to reverse that, because some of us been believing in a lie. So we bind up the lie. We bind up lying spirits of deception. They're just going out to deceive God's people. Spirits of confusion, because God is not the author of confusion. James 5, 14 and 15. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven of him. So by you're able to heal. You're able to, bring people that is, sick. You can make them well by your faith. He said, but listen, he said, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So your sins right then can be forgiven. But the other part is go and sin no more. So some people you healed and God want to heal you, but then you go right back. You don't have the faith to continue in your healing, to walk in your healing. You got to walk in your healing. But your healing is in God. Your healing is in Jesus. Your healing is in Christ. Your healing is not in the world. You can't get healed and then go back to the things of the world and think that blessing is going to follow you when the wages of sin is death. And sin can cause illness. Sin can cause sickness in your body. It is an open door for Satan to come and wreak havoc in your body. That's why the healing is for those. Come on. That you got to believe. You got to have faith. Faith in what? Faith in God. That by your faith you're healed. So you got to heal and you got to have faith. It's a two-way thing. He said, I'm going to forgive your sins. But you got to want your sins forgiven. You got to want your sins forgiven. You got to come to God with a forgiven heart so he can heal you. Okay, God, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, God, because I really want to be healed. I really want to be set free. But he said, look, I'm able to make you new, because he want to make you a new creature in him. We're all new. I'm reading tonight. I'm switching over to the prayer. I got a two-edge teaching on tonight. But I want to, talk about faith Well, we're going to go ahead and get into the prayer part, because prayer and faith go hand in hand. He's trying to help us on tonight. God is trying to help us on tonight. His Spirit is trying to help us on tonight. Because, see, without faith, we can't pray if we don't have no faith. So I had to talk about faith first. God said, nah, you know, I need you to open up, you know, with faith. And I'm almost done, but I'm going to wrap it up with the power of prayer and how that this weapon of prayer is about to bring Satan's kingdom down in your life. That you will never, ever be the same once you get empowered. Once you have the faith behind your prayer, man, look, Satan, he better watch out. God knows what he's doing on tonight. He said, nah, we're going to put faith and prayer together. Bomb. It's going to be a bomb, an explosion in the kingdom of darkness. He ain't going to know what to do with you, because now your faith, now you've been empowered. Now you know with a surety your faith is in the word of God. So, okay, let's keep on going. Now we're about to get into the prayer. Philippians 4:6. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. So he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Pray about everything. No matter what it is, pray about everything. Stop thinking you know what to do. Stop thinking that you have the answers, because we don't have the answers. We have to go to God for everything. John 15:7, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Come on, you got to have the faith in his word. We have the faith. So he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that's why we got to know God's word. He said, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, I believe it on tonight. We activate in that for everything. We're activating it on tonight. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Come on, it's part two. So, if you believe that you receive them, and you should have them. So I've read that scripture already, but now I'm letting you know again, whatever you desire, whatever you ask for in prayer, as long as according to God's will. 1 Thessalonians 5:14, pray without ceasing. That's short. Pray without ceasing. God is saying pray without ceasing. I mean, praying all the time. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop speaking to God. Don't stop communicating with God. Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Spirit already know what we need before we know. God know what we need, but he needs us to open up our mouth. And when we don't know what to pray, groaning. Huh? God is awesome. Matthew 6:6. But he said, when thou pray, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. So you got to have your little secret place with just you and God. People up here building altars for Satan. We can build a prayer room. A place where it's just me and you, God. It's just me and you, God. It's because it's an intimate relationship. It's a personal thing. That's why when we go, you know, before judgment, it's just going to be you know, you and God. That is it. And I don't have that much time. So I think I probably would do, you know, continue with, or actually have all the time I don't really have to stop. But I didn't bring nothing to drink in here, and God knows I've been talking, you know, for a long time. I'm sweating. But God is good. God is so good on tonight. He wants you to know that through your faith and through the power of prayer, prayer is your answer. In Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This is God's word. Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He says, watch and pray. Be watchful that you may not what? Enter into temptation. Yeah, the spirit is always willing. You know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh, nah, the flesh is not willing. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. But he's making intercession. He's a mediator. He's saying, look, I died for them on the cross. They have a path. Hallelujah. They have a path. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching, therefore, with all perseverance and supplications in all for all things. Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Now, he didn't say some. Now, you got to have faith in this scripture. He said, look, the righteous cry. So, yeah, it's going to be time when we got to cry to God because Satan's going to be on your tail. Huh? Satan is on God's people's tail. He has no power over us. All we got to do is cry out to the Lord, and he will fight our battles. He will empower you. He will strengthen you. He will give you answers. He will give you strategies. He'll let you know what to do. He said, I'm going to deliver you out of all. I'm going to deliver them from out of all their troubles. The troubles that you even bring upon yourself, he said, I'm going to deliver you out of them. I'm going to deliver you out of your troubles. I'm going to bring you through your situation. I'm going to bring you through what the enemy meant for bad. I'm going to make it good. I'm going to bring you through. I'm going to deliver you. Luke 18:1. And he speak a parable unto them to this end, that men are always to pray and not to faint. He said, don't faint. Don't give up. Don't get weak. Don't be weak. He said, but we should always be praying. So don't allow Satan to come in and affect your prayer life ever. Never. You know, some of you may be going through the fire. You may be going through trial and tribulations, and Satan will cause you just to be so, like, caught up in the warfare that you can't even pray. Mm-hmm. Let the Spirit also lead you on what to pray, because you don't always know what you want to pray. You might be praying for one thing, and God is saying you need to be praying for another. You know, you praying for this person in this area, but it's not, no, you don't need to be praying that, because this person, I need to deal with this person in a whole nother area. And you're praying, nope, I can't open that door for that person, because if I open that door for that person, this gonna happen. You don't know. I'm all knowing. I'm in control, not you. So we gotta ask God what we should pray and how we ought to pray. It's certain things, yeah, we know what to pray, but it's certain things that we gotta go to God and we gotta ask the Holy Spirit what we should pray for certain people as intercessors. it's God is going to give you strategies. He's going to reveal certain things that you should pray. The root of the matter, we're going after the strong man. We're going after the head. So it may be something in the natural that, you know, and you're looking at it in the natural and saying, oh, I need to pray about this school. It may not be the school you need to pray about. It might be the location, or it may be a person. It could be, what do I pray? What is really the root of the problem? Is the root a witch? Is the root a warlock? Is the root this principality over here? Is the root, you know, do I really need to deal with this? And then if I deal with this, then I'm going to uproot the whole thing? So ask God. Have faith in God, because we don't know what to always pray for. Stop thinking we know what we should pray for. Sometimes we think we want this and we need that, and that's not it. But I said, nope. So be led in the Spirit and have faith that whatever you ask for, whatever your heart desires, as long as it lines up with God, as long as it lines up with the word of God, and that's what God wants for your life. But most of all, have faith in God. Know that he is who the scriptures say that he is. Stop doubting God. Stop doubting yourself. Stop doubting the word. Know that the word will work for you in your situation and whatever calling that is on your life, because you are called to do greatness, and everybody is not going to understand what God has called you to, especially if you're not, you know, you're not to Z. You know, you're probably at, you know, in the middle of the alphabet, you know, of your calling. You may have 30, 40, 50 more years to accomplish what God have called you to do on this earth. Our work is not done until we give up the ghost. Christ's work was not done until he gave up the ghost on this earth. We know that he rose again. He's a risen king. We know, we understand that, but you have a job to do, and by faith, you're going to do it. By much prayer, you're going to come out of whatever it is that you're in, because God has something for you that is mighty, that is great. And our mission and our focus should be on heaven. It should be on the kingdom of God, because everything here, God is telling me to tell you, close your eyes to it and look in the spirit realm. Don't be distracted what is going on in this earthly realm. It is all a distraction. It's all a facade. Just close your eyes and meditate on God. Don't light no candles now. I mean, I do use scented candles, but meditate on God. Meditate on God. Ain't nothing but God. I get paid to meditate on God. Oh, on the clock, I'm going to be meditating on my God. God is awesome. God is good. We thank y'all on tonight. I hope it's increased your faith on tonight. Hallelujah. My faith is increased. I know that whatever I ask God in prayer, it shall be done without a doubt. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. We thank you again for dialing into NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio, Blog Talk Radio, because it's Blog Talk, to hear Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries Wednesday night Bible study. Also on Friday, we're going to have Friday night, and we have Friday night intercessory prayers. And on Sunday, we have at 7:30 Kingdom Talk, Pastor Taquasia Gauls, and at 9 o'clock, we have The Word, hosted by myself, Pastor Dorothy Patterson. God bless. Love you much. Thanks again. Keep the faith.
Be strong, stay strong, be strong and not weak. Don't give up, because giving up is not an option. God bless. Until next time. Good night.